up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. In this episode, I will discuss how to easily perform a Monte Carlo simulation in under 10 minutes using Microsoft Excel, Apple Numbers, or Google Sheets. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode196. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. A Monte Carlo simulation in the context of healthcare uses software to simulate thousands of patients from smaller sample sizes to provide a more robust prediction of an event. The term Monte Carlo is taken from a casino in Monaco and was used as a code word for the technique as it was used during the Manhattan Project. Monte Carlo simulations are commonly employed in pharmacokinetic studies of critically ill patients. In a recent study, 8 patients with cystic fibrosis being treated with ceftaroline each had 2 blood levels of ceftaroline drawn. From these 16 blood levels, patient-specific pharmacokinetic properties were estimated. From these properties, 10,000 simulated patients were evaluated to determine the pharmacodynamic probability of target attainment for ceftaroline in adults with cystic fibrosis. The alternate dosing of meropenem at 500 milligrams IV Q6 hours, advocated by Nebraska Medicine, relies in part on Monte Carlo simulation of the probability of target attainment. Cost-effectiveness studies also commonly use Monte Carlo simulations. A recent study evaluating the cost-effectiveness of histamine 2 receptor antagonists versus proton pump inhibitors for stress ulcer prevention used Monte Carlo simulation. The authors created a decision analytic model that used data published in various sources to determine the probability of effectiveness, adverse effects, and mortality for H2RAs and PPIs. And based on this model, 10,000 patients were simulated to determine the cost effectiveness of each therapy. Monte Carlo analyses have also been used in several studies as a way to simulate missing patient data. In the absence of large studies or in scenarios such as critical illness when data can be hard to obtain, Monte Carlo simulations can be useful. Assuming the initial pharmacokinetic data used to create the model for the simulation is valid, Monte Carlo simulations can be used in lieu of performing multiple studies of different dosing regimens in the same population. As with any other model, a Monte Carlo simulation is only as good as the data used to create the model. A small initial data set to determine model properties is not as robust as a larger data set. I've used Monte Carlo simulations in 2 recent episodes. In episode 195, to evaluate the probability of allometric vancomycin dosing achieving a target AUC-MIC ratio, and episode 186, to evaluate the risk of anesthetic awareness when giving rocuronium before ketamine in rapid sequence intubation. In each of these episodes, I used a Monte Carlo simulation to take an educated guess and repeat the guess 5,000 times to check the probability that it was correct. In the absence of published data to answer a clinical question, I think that 5,000 guesses with a Monte Carlo simulation are better than just one. Simple Monte Carlo simulations can be performed using Microsoft Excel, Apple Numbers, or Google Sheets. There are 2 main formulas that can be used to simulate patient data. Those are the formulas RAND between and RAND. RAND between returns a random integer between the numbers you specify. I use this formula if I want to simulate a patient value that falls anywhere within a normal range. A lab value such as serum creatinine is a good example of when RAND between can be used. Because this formula only works for integers, whole numbers, you may need to get a little creative. For the serum creatinine example, if I wanted my simulated patients to have a random serum creatinine between 0.6 and 2.5, I'd have to use RAND between to give me random numbers between 6 and 25 and then divide that integer by 10 to get my random serum creatinine result. Now, sometimes the value you want your simulated patient to have is based on an average and a standard deviation for a population. To accomplish this, you'll need to combine two formulas, RAND and the NORM-INV formula. And this will ensure that your simulated patient values fall within a normal distribution that has the mean and standard deviation that you specify. For example, you can use this formula to simulate patient weights around a mean of 80 kilos with a standard deviation of 20 kilos. To see what that formula would look like, just head over to the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode196. Be aware when you do this that a small percentage of your simulated patients will end up having physiologically improbable values, and you may need to exclude them from your analysis. Once you set up your formulas in your software, completing your Monte Carlo simulation is as simple as clicking and dragging your formulas down as many rows as you want to simulate patients for. In my free download area, I provided a template of a Monte Carlo simulation that simulates 100 male patients and provides the probability that 1 gram IVQ12 of vanco is enough to achieve an AUC-MIC ratio of 500 for an MIC of 1. If you don't already have a free account on pharmacyjoe.com, head on over to pharmacyjoe.com/free so that you'll be able to download this free template. There's only 6 columns used in the spreadsheet to get the answer. And once you understand this easy template on how to run a Monte Carlo simulation, you'll be able to quickly create a simulation of your own. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.